Oh, you want one final hate leak or whatever for today? Because I hate my fucking life. One of the reasons why I'm so fucking triggered about fucking everything and every single person. Here's the reality, okay? I am a high libido sexual fucking degenerate, okay? But I try to be respectful. I'm trying not to rape people, you know? Horny. What do you want me to say? That's it. The problem that I have is that every other motherfucker around me is so fucking horny too, but they all pretend otherwise, okay? I can never say it publicly, or I don't think I've said this before, but the irritating thing is that all this fucking ABBA shit fucking leaks. Lauren De Laguna was fucking reaching out and DMing so many motherfuckers to try to get them to write shit or say shit about me or whatever. Fucking Lauren and ABBA, okay, were fucking hooking up. Fucking kill me. I wanted to fucking kill myself when I found this shit out. I'm like, are you actually fucking, this is the person who's like, oh, I don't know if I can handle you. Actually, I want to kill myself. Are you fucking serious right now? Kill me, bro. Jesus fucking Christ. Anyway. I just got it. Did you cover the ABBA Clinton memes yet? Listen. You know what? It is what it is. What are you going to say? We're not doing that today. Are you interested in reacting to the official second ABBA response? I feel... I don't, like, hate ABBA, so I don't really want to, like... I didn't know that he would fucking post that retarded shit on my subreddit. Should I cover it? Do you think I should... Should I run over it real quick or what? It's up to you.
Yeah. Why not? You skits it out or not? Well, that's not me being mean. You were typing it out last night. You might as well go over it now. Fuck it. Now, yeah, you should go over it because there's some. It's why would you delete it? Edit messages.
Okay.
And then
I'm gonna be
it's
honest.
Crazy.
I am nothing if not honest 99% of the time. Okay.
Okay.
I was irritated. I was just irritated. Okay. Fuck. I'm going to work so hard at victimizing myself. I swear to God, okay? I'm going to get better at those. I promise. I'm going to do it for you guys. You're going to be crying.
You should have some of these streams. Some pepper spray. Like, you know,
no, I just need to, like, I just need to present these things or whatever. But, like, regardless, I can't even believe I have trouble saying this. This is absolutely true. Regardless of how you feel about me, or regardless of how you feel about any action I've ever been involved in, or how reckless or stupid or evil, whatever the fuck you think I've done, there's no world where I've ever done anything to deserve to have 27 fucking cum videos of me and fucking gay video, like everything leaked to me online. If you're even remotely in that world, you should be hung. Okay, you're crazy. That is an insane perspective to take. If you think that I've done, or anybody even has done, $15 million worth of damage to Pixie, you're retarded. You're crazy. You're just out of your fucking mind. But again, I understand it's the internet and nobody can have like a measured criticism of anything, even my own fuck fan base. When everything came down, if people were just saying, like, like, Destiny shouldn't have talked to this girl, I guess, blah, 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 whatever, fine. But, like, when there's accusations flying around of me being... Keep in mind, and I don't know how much people forget this or whatever, when the beginning of all of this started, and there's still, like, probably half the online population that's involved with this still thinks this, when all of this stuff came down, people were basically thinking... Not basically. People thought that Lav and Mr. Girl were right. That I am running a massive sexually manipulator, abuser scheme to entrap young women and mentally ill, crazy people and do all these horrible, crazy, terrible things. Like, that was like, that's it. Okay, we got it. Finally, we got him. We got him. We got your boy.
Got
the
him,
cops
boys.
Got him. They're in, right? So when all of this is, like, happening, when all of this is, like, going down, for ABBA, who's supposed to be a friend of mine, I guess, I don't know, to drop this, like, 20-minute video of, like, you know, I had to separate myself because I told Steven that if he kept doing fuck shit like this, you know, this is exactly what's going to happen. This is blah, 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 blah. Like, fucking eat shit, motherfucker. What a disgustingly terrible fuck video. The only person that...
I didn't know he dropped a video.
Oh, yeah. And my whole audience fucking jerked this shit off to the ends of the fucking earth or whatever. And it's like, are we being serious right now? That's just like... It would be the equivalent of one of these girls murdering ABBA and like me showing up to eulogize him being like, I told ABBA, you know, you keep fucking around with these Filipino ESL chicks, you know, one of them's going to fucking get you. It's just beyond, I would say, for a friend, reprehensible behavior, right? The only person who had a good take on any of this was fucking Myron from Fresh and Fit, which was crazy to me. But the,
what was his take?
I don't know. It was like 15 seconds. He said that, like, if he had a friend that did some fucking retarded shit and it was like getting out on the internet, what he would say is he would go to the friend privately and he'd say, yo, stop doing fucking retarded shit. Are you okay? You know, what's going on? We can chat. And then publicly he would say, like, yeah, you know, what do you want me to say? He's my boy. He might do some dumb shit or whatever, but, like, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I think he's a good person or whatever. And then you move on from there. That's basically something akin to that, which in my mind is kind of like a no-brainer. It's also, like, annoying. Like, I do think I probably have some internal battery. I don't know where it's at right now of, like, constantly, like, putting myself out for other people's reputations in a totally undeserved way, right? Prime Kai against Dylan Burns, Chud Logic against underage sexting accusations. There are just so many people that I've like gone out on a limb for just because I thought it was the right thing to do. And I don't know. That video fucking drove me fucking crazy. And then something that I found out in the course of all of the stuff was that at some point I found out that, oh, it was after Lauren gave me her discovery, that she had some super sussy baka messages with ABBA. And then I started to figure out these motherfuckers were probably hooking up. The fact that that was happening, well, this motherfucker is out here publicly now with all this other girl drama. And then he's like, oh, you know, and the fact that he has like the reputation of being like the calm, cool, super like above board on everything. And I'm like, you motherfucker. It just, so
it drove you nuts.
All that to say,
you're like the double standard.
Yeah. All that to say, yesterday, that was probably just me being emotional. I don't think I should have dropped. It was an annoyance that was fucking building a lot. I probably shouldn't have said anything. Whatever. I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't have. Because I'm just mad. It's just me being annoyed. But then he showed up last night to contest this.
In summer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then I don't know why.
Well, we do have a chance to let sleeping dogs lie here. If you feel like you shouldn't have said anything yesterday, we could move on.
Basically, I feel pretty strongly that I had my ducks in a row. And then he came out to contest it. And I feel like the way that he contested it, like more or less, I feel like kind of validated everything that I felt. And, you know, whatever.
I feel like it made it more clear,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if anybody
because
has.
Now I think they're dating. Or they, you
were,
know.
Were. No, Lauren doesn't date anybody. She always has to be sexually available to fuck her way through whatever people to manipulate. Again, I can't like present this now, and even if people are hearing the words I'm saying, nobody understands this, but like Lauren is absolutely the craziest. She will manipulatively fuck her way through any group of people she needs to turn people against each other. This is the only reason why I have so much info on her now, is because of all the people that she's burned. Holy shit, dude. She is like the most insane person that I think ever interacted with in my life. Yeah.
Hey, Destiny, real quick.
What?
I don't usually jump in on this drama stuff, but I just wanted to run to the bayou on this. So, to me, the whole, like, ABBA situation, it feels like if he had just hooked up with Lauren once and that was it, I feel like there's really not too much hypocritical, him being too much of a hypocrite there.
Well, hold on, just a quick thing. Even if he was a perfect person, maybe it's just because I have like the fucking gene is switched to be oppositional, and I just by nature I'm just not a big fan of dog piles. Like him making that video, there was actually somebody. Fuck, I swear to God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to advocate better for myself. Okay, there are credible people that I have with credible moral character around me, and somebody on the subreddit actually made a really good post. I almost thought that I was posting from another dimension. I was like, oh, fuck. Sometimes you guys
it's
like...
time traveler Steve.
Yeah, holy shit. Fuck, I don't even know where this post is. I'm not going to be able to find it. But he made this post, and it was talking about, like, Pisco and ABBA. And basically that, like, when everything happened, you know, shit can kind of look fucked or whatever. But, you know, like, we trust Destiny because, you know, there's been a lot of these types of dramas that have come up, like, over a couple decades and over... you know, like all of these, like it generally comes out that people are lying about him and all that. But like in this one, ABBA, who was like of high moral character and upstanding in my community, distanced himself. Ooh, that might be some really fuck shit. And then, you know, these are legal filings. And then it's like, oh, well, Pisco, the legal guy, he knows a lot of those. He distanced himself. Oh, shit. He must be on some real fuck shit, right? And it's like, yeah, so when you have these people that you have supported, that you've like endorsed, right? Pixie, arguably, is one of these people, also is a person of high moral upstanding. He's saying, Destiny's fucking doing all this crazy fuck shit. So like, yeah, it just, when the dominoes start like falling in that, it's like, holy fuck. Is it really that I have absolutely zero... like character moral infrastructure built up around me? Is that really, that's really it? That's, I don't know, that's crazy to me. But sorry, I cut you off, Kafka. Yeah, go for it. Yeah. Oh, all that to say, I was just gonna say that like it's not even so much that like I'm mad that they hooked up, it was just like that god, that fucking video, knowing that they had or whatever, just drove me fucking crazy. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's all about, it's also, and I think you've said this maybe not on this specifically, but in other contexts where it's like when it hit is also a really important part of it, because it's like, oh, like him dropping that video. One, he didn't need to make a video at all. Two, him putting out that video at that moment was both to do the most damage to you and give him the most possible benefit in the situation. So he can say like, oh, I got out as soon as I found out or whatever. Anyways.
Well, to be fair, so, like, I don't think he didn't do the most damage. It could have been a lot worse, I think, but he did it to distance himself 100%, of course.
Well, but what I mean is, like, if he wanted to release that video at a time to do the most damage to you, I mean, like, I don't know when it would have been worse than in that moment.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, because it wasn't, I don't remember what he said. Whatever he said was a lie. He just wanted to have some distance from the drama so that, like, the fallout wouldn't
Right.
impact him. That was the
It
reason
was
why. Yeah.
like it was an entirely self-serving video,
Yeah,
right?
of course.
And
Yeah.
so then, like, and the deal was, is like a big part of it is like, oh, he's getting involved with these crazy women. Oh man, he's getting involved with these crazy women. And this is what happens when you get involved. I told him I'm so smart, right? And it's like, well, okay, if Abba had just like banged Lauren and that was it, never talked to her again, like, okay, like that's kind of hypocritical, but not that much, right? But what he did, in my opinion, is so much more hypocritical. Where, like, even if he didn't bang her, dude was like texting with her, talking with her, hanging out with her, like clearly like having some kind of relationship with her. It wasn't, I'm not saying like dating, but like he was like full on listening and talking, going through all this shit with her. So it's like, yeah, okay, maybe you didn't put your dick in her, but like, hey, you still did all the terrible things, like got tied up with this clearly insane person. And you're doing the exact same thing. You just couldn't get it in for some reason. Like, I don't know. It seemed incredibly hypocritical to me because, like, even if you go back and look at his Reddit posts, people were like, "Why did you edit these posts?" And he goes like, "Oh, I just don't want to start anything with Lauren. That's why I did it," and stuff like that. It's just like, all right, well, it really seems like you're not following your own advice at all, and now you're just showing up at the end yet
Yeah.
again, like at the moment where you're like trying to maximize your image and be like, oh,
I
actually,
yeah.
we didn't fuck. Actually, we didn't fuck. It's like, yeah, actually, it was kind of worse. It seems like maybe it's possible. She came to you and said, hey, Abba, I know that, I've been giving you sloppy toppy. So how about you come out here and like make a video against Destiny? Because that's what everybody's going to do together, right? Like
Sure.
that could have happened. He could
Once
have said
again,
that. She could have said that to him.
no.
I just don't know why people don't just DM you behind the scenes if they're your friend. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it.
Yeah, but I don't
Yeah.
know. It was just it felt more hypocritical to me that he's like having all of these conversations more so than just like the possible sex or whatever. That's all my piece.
Yeah, I don't know. What are you gonna do? Okay.
Well.
Where is yeah, people found the thread. I can't read it. It's too cringe. I'm sorry. No, it's not cringe. It's a good thread. I can't. But wait, where was the okay? Fuck. Where is the original Abba thread that you posted and deleted?
All right, everybody, don't worry. I'm hopping out. I just want to stop, pop in and say my piece. Have a
Yeah.
good one. I
Okay,
love you
I've Hold on, I've got my schizos on it. Well, not all night, but they were DMing me earlier.
Oh, okay. This is the
You got
original
it?
one, right? Fuck. I wish I'd put together the timeline on this.
Honestly, your logs are a pretty good fucking timeline through it.
Well, yeah, but no. I mean, I'm sorry. I just thought it was crazy that he posted edited because he posted a thread
Oh,
first.
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The first screenshots that he
Yeah.
posted. He edited the text under like 10 times as well. Fuck. Does anybody have a. Is there a
Here,
possible.
I think
Like
this
to get a
is
link to the original
the.
thread, the original
Oh, you want
post.
the thread?
Yeah, like the original thread post thing. Yeah.
I think this is a decent screenshot because it shows.
Oh, re-uploaded with changes? This might be it. What the fuck is this WEBP format? Why?
WebP?
Yeah. Okay, so Abba decided. Are we beefing with Abba? No, we're not beefing. I'm just going over some done, okay? Abba made a post on my subreddit last night to reject everything that had happened, saying that it wasn't true, that they hadn't hooked up or whatever. So Abba makes a post, and the post says, I already told Destiny that this way back. I already told Destiny that this way back. So why he's still claiming that I slept with her? Question mark. Only time I saw her IRL was when he hosted events with her present. I ain't got an issue with Lauren or D-Man, nor do I speak of either party behind closed doors. I don't know about their problems, nor do I care. And so he posts images between a conversation that we had like 5 or 6 months ago, but then he deletes the thread and then he remakes the thread. But then he edited some of the messages that he'd sent to me between deleting one thread and then posting the second. Being honest, okay, I'm not 100% sure that they hooked up. I was like 91.87% sure, like that, okay? And it was like 60%, but then when he messaged me saying that they didn't hook up in January, I think is when they messaged me, then it went up to like 88%. And then after these
Sorry to
messages,
clarify,
it's like 91
when you
point.
say when they messaged me, Do you think that they were colluding, or are saying just they as
when ABBA? When ABBA messaged me, okay. For the post last night, I think they were colluding. But yeah, let me walk through my thought process. Yeah, after last night, I'm like, oh, okay, where is my? I posted like an image or album. Does anybody have that? Is that still?
It's in your Russell search.
Okay, so this is a long time ago. Was this 2 years ago? I think I had mentioned something on Food Shop stream once about how I think they hooked up. And ABBA messaged me in January of this year saying it. And he questioned me on it. Or he was like, oh, no. Like, we never... And I noticed he uses like a particular phrase. And I think it's actually intentional. So do I have the lead up to that message? Or I think he might have posted it. He says this phrase a lot of, I haven't slept with her. Or I haven't slept with her or I haven't fucked her. He says that constantly. But that's it. And then I think he questions me here, and he's like, oh, like, who did you hear this from or something? Wait, Destiny's second image. Oh, thank you. Okay, fuck. I thought I posted this. Maybe I did. So he messaged me, says, hey, I've got folks messaging me about Lauren, asking me if I hooked up with her because of an interview you did recently. Okay, so hooked up with. Okay. And then he says, something about her turning people against you, etc. And then he puts, one, I never slept with Lauren. And then two, I've never spoken about you with her, even though it came up. And then my response to that was, gotcha. It might just be Lauren talking shit then or whatever. We'll keep in mind. Hope you're doing okay, matey. Thumbs up. And then he does this again. He says, she said we slept together? Question mark. And he's used this phrase in the past to talk about like his interactions with her. Like I remember way back in March, he did this. It seems I dodged the Lauren buzz. Homegirl was so unnecessarily intense. Even when I said no, she was mad pushy. What'd she get mad at you for? I didn't even have sex with her. It's laughing emoji. She got mad for this. It's blah, 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 blah. So I poke a little bit here and I say like, or hooked up or something. But it's a thing I got through the grapevine, so it's hard to say 100%. She spends a lot of stories depending on who she's talking to. And he doesn't correct or say anything about that. He just appreciated cheers and that's it. So I think he's trying to do this thing where he's like, oh, I've never slept with her. I've never fucked. I have not had sexual relations with that woman. But like they hooked up. She was blowing him is my guess. Right. So he kind of makes it sound like they didn't do anything, I guess, or nothing happened at all. I know that some of these were sent because when Lauren was doing her deposition and when she turned over some discovery stuff, I saw that she was texting like fucking 10, 20 fucking people in the content community that I'm like around, like trying to get them to attack me or make videos on me or whatever. And then, so this was her DMing ABBA, Destiny fucked me over. I can't trust him. Neither should you or anyone else. I think she's trying to convince ABBA to fucking make videos or something about me. Well, I don't know what's going on between you all. Okay, you do you. I'm asking about your well-being. You get fucked over by him, yourself, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, so I don't know if what was the predecessor to this message, if he like texted her checking up on her, or I don't know the extent of the relationship is. Obviously, she's not going to fully disclose. Obviously, he has incentive not to. You didn't reach out until I had beef with him, so I don't know what you want. So it seems like he probably messaged her first to check in on her, I guess. Must be nice. So they have this back and forth a little bit. But then one thing that was really weird also was that in the deposition, when... Oh, fucking Andy. Andy, okay?
He fucked you.
He did. No. He hooked up with me. No, just kidding. Andy asked the thing of like, did you have sex with ABBA? And she said no. But when he asked, do you have a physical relationship with ABBA? She said, we make out. So there was something happening there physical, I think more than what I saw ABBA admit to. And my guess is that she was able to live in the ambiguity of like, oh, no, I didn't have sex with him. It wasn't sex. We just hooked up, which to some people would mean just like oral or whatever. Oh, and talking to him in a romantic way, right? So not like, not 100%, but I'm like, this is enough for me on a civil matter. If I was Dexter, okay, I'd be unraveling my plastic. Let me put it that way. But I don't know if I got a conviction in criminal court. Really. Now, when ABBA made his Reddit post on this, he made the first Reddit post, but then when he reposted the messages, he deleted stuff from the messages. And the stuff that he deleted, some of it seemed to be stuff like reputationally to protect her. So like, fuck, where am I? I don't know where my message is, but no, I need mine. It's in the comments. Oh, so something about her turning people against you, etc. So this point one, I never slept with Lauren or dated her. He deleted the or dated her on number one. I don't know why. And then on the second thing, it says, I've never spoken about you with her, even though she's obsessed with you. And then on two, he edited that to say, I've never spoken about you with her, even though it came up. So now in my mind, I think what's happening is ABBA Because also, keep in mind, ABBA posted to vindicate himself. He is apparently texting her at 1:37 a.m., which would be 12:37 a.m. her time. Lauren, when's the last time I saw you in person? It's been a while. When exactly? What event? I don't know. Why? In Miami. I think on December 12th, 2023. Whose event was it? Destiny. I'm like 99% sure that they're DMing on Discord. They see the thread go up. He's like, let me send you like these texts so that we can show that we haven't hung out or anything. And then after he makes the first thread, Lauren probably gets mad at some of the language where she's like, don't put that I was obsessed with him. And like, what do you mean we never dated or whatever? And so he's like, okay, hold on. Let me. He takes that down. He probably cleans up the language for her. And then he reposts. That's my guess about, that's my guess for this. Because first of all, her responding instantly to this and then like answering the question like fucking on December 12th, 2023, Your Honor. It's like, okay. And then, yeah. And then I just think it's kind of weird. But that's, yeah, I don't know. He tried to defend himself and then he deleted all of his comments. So I don't know. And then, I don't know. The last meme was somebody had said that fucking Kyla had posted some story on her Instagram a long time ago. And somebody on Reddit actually fucking saved it. And then they mailed me the, they DM'd me the fucking video. I don't know, man. What are you going to do?
So what do you think's going on after all this? You think they were talking?
Oh, for this? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. He probably reached out to Lauren to see if she'd leaked anything. She reached out to him to see if... Or no. I don't know who reached out first, but I'm sure that they were getting their story straight. One thing that I will credit a little bit to Lauren... It's hard because it's hard to respect somebody who engages in fuck shit, because the people that have the mind to do fuck shit really well usually wouldn't be engaged in fuck shit. So like Lauren is like fairly adept at covering her tracks. Like I'll give her some credit for that. But like it's just such retarded shit to constantly be involved in and lie about. Like I know for a fact, I bet my whole fucking life on it. God crush my balls if I'm lying. That like Lauren was very intentional and very sneaky with Pixie related to the signal stuff. And I know for a fact that Lauren coached Pixie through what answers to give regarding why they had all the deleted signal chats, because Lauren knows what's allowed and what's not allowed. And I'm sure that Lauren goes through this with every other person that she's talked to relating to this case as well. I mean, partially because I also have like text messages between her and I think I've mentioned before, like, I don't know if she hooked up with the Relevant or not, but I know she was like on friendly terms with the Relevant because I saw her texting him about this. She's the one who motivated Amy Dangerfield to make her video. She, Luke Radowski, Ian Crossland, Mark Randazza, Legal Mindset, Nick Riccata.
All because she was obsessed with you, huh?
Well, I mean, at that point, no, it's because she's trying. Oh, she emailed, yeah, Ethan Klein, Hassan Piker. It's like a woman scorned thing. She just wants to destroy me, basically. And then, obviously, yeah, Pixie became a useful empty vessel for her to operate through. Jasmine, oh, she talks a lot to that Jasmine, yeah. Jesus, it's just such a horrible, stupid confluence of events to all come together. God damn, dude. Whatever. What are you gonna do? Who's worse, Lauren or Mr. Girl? Well, Mr. Girl, I think I've consistently said this. I think Mr. Girl like legitimately believes everything he says. I don't think Mr. Girl is a bad actor. Well, he's like morally bad maybe, but I think Mr. Girl legitimately believes everything he says. I think that the Lauren, she knows she's on fuck shit always. Yeah. Relly is in Giga Deep with that whole circle. I'm like 90% that Relly was in South America together with Jasmine recently. Well, if that's true, then he's 100%. The thing that's so fucking annoying is that like, and I can't maintain control of any of these people too, because I just don't have the time, bro. The thing that's so annoying is that like, I'll give my whole side of the story and I have no problem. Like we can go back and forth on whatever, but these people can do so much workshopping of everything in the background. It's so much. And I just like, I guess like if you put two people in a room, people's minds are always fallible and they will always fall to the person who's willing to risk, or not risk, the person who's willing to invest more time into everything. Like I'd always said this so many times on these red pill shows, this is not a slight against anybody at all, okay, and I love everybody in the planet or whatever, but they would always say that, like, if you do open relationships, your wife is going to leave you because she's going to find another alpha Chad to fuck or whatever. He's got a bigger dick than you, who's more masculine than you, or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I always said on those shows that, like, the number one threat that I always have in my life, in any relationship that I'm in, is always going to be some dude who can sit at a computer and chat with my girlfriend for 12 hours a day. I can never compete with that. I will always lose to that type of person because I can't. I just don't have the time, well, or the desire, I guess. And I would say ultimately that's basically what happened. But yeah, just when people are willing to invest so much time into doing this fuck shit behind the scenes, holy fuck, it's just crazy. There's just like no way, I have no way to counter it. And like people just get worn down over time. And then even if that was when I cut off Farha and Jasmine and everything else, because it was the second time. And I think, I don't know if someday, maybe I'll fucking pull Lena on stream, because I think Lena might have even been in the room with me when Farha was at my house arguing with me over this. It was the second time that Farha had like made all these accusations about me related to Lauren De Laguna, because Lauren was like tweeting just like the most like unhinged shit at Farha. And I realize now, retroactively, it was probably because Lauren was just jealous that me and Farha were friends, I guess. But, like, Farha would bring these things up, and she, like, I don't remember how many specifics I've given us on stream before. I think I've given specifics. But, like, Farha, like, another problem, too, that I have is that, like, I'll be honest when I don't remember a thing. Like, I was like, I don't know, I might have said that, or I don't think I would have said that. Like, if I don't remember, I'll be honest about it. And I was hedging too much at the beginning of this conversation. But, like, she would say things like, Lauren is tweeting at me saying that I look like Mr. Potato Head. Because she said, because I have a huge schnauzer. And I'm like, one, it's really rare. And I'm not even trying to say like a good or bad thing. Like, I don't usually insult people like racial slurs. I don't usually attack women for like their looks, especially if it's a woman that I've like, if I'm like friends with or been close with at all. Like, why would I shit on people who like, it's just not a thing I do. I just don't. I'm not comfortable with it. Other than like maybe like a generic, like, oh, fat fuck, whatever, maybe. But even like privately, I just don't. I'll go because there are reasons why I don't like people. And when I start digging through all of our DMs, I find out, I'm like, hold on, because this is after like an hour and a half of us arguing. And the argument opened with Farha saying, like, last time you claimed that Lauren did this, but this time I have like all these receipts, so I know you did this. And then after I go and check my DMs with Lauren, I see that like, it's like Lauren is tweeting out unhinged shit about Farha. And I'm like, Lauren, why the fuck are you tweeting this shit out? You're fucking crazy. And she's like, well, because you said that she was being mean about you and Melina and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Lauren, why the fuck are you funny? And so I bring it back to Farha and I'm like, what are you talking about? Hold on. I'm telling Lauren to stop the whole time. And then Farah's like, oh. And I'm like, didn't you say you had receipts that showed me doing this? What are you talking about? And then Farah's response was, well, I have receipts of Lauren telling me that you said this. And that was when our friendship ended. And I was like, listen, you and Jasmine can go jump off a cliff. I'm done with this. Don't ever come at me with fucking 2 hours of accusations ever again if you don't have proof of anything I'm fucking saying. Because what? Also, I know that everybody talks. I know all you motherfuckers are always talking to each other. So why the fuck would
Schizo.
I? Why would I try to lie? Why would I try to tell a lie that could so easily? This is also the thing. But also, I understand this is stupid of me to say because people have done it. I learned this in like the Pokemon Fedmeister saga. Because in my mind, I'm always like, I'm never going to tell a lie that can be disproved with a single DM. Why would I do that? That's so retarded. Why would I do that? That would be so fucking retarded. And yeah, so I don't know, but it is what it is, whatever. Anyways, yeah, I think Lauren did delete all of her shit for social medias. I don't know why, but since we're already leaking, Farha 100% lied about being a virgin, right? Farha 100% as far as I'm aware. No, I think she was truthful about all that, as far as I'm aware.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Any of the...
Lena, oh. Jasmine. I know kind of who Farha is, because there was Farha Friday, I guess.
On the balcony? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Joan told Abba, Stacia, and Lauren to delete Twitter 100%. Maybe, I don't know.
Joan.
My queen. Oh, I will leak that about Farha, though. Those are fake fucking glasses, 100%. But I think she's open about that, right?
She's about to nuke you now.
Good.
Steve's like, bring them. Let them come.
What more can you do to me, you know? I still would have given mad props to Pixie if she would have come up with some fucking Puerto Rican birth certificate. And she puts it into fucking evidence and she's like, the year is 2025. I am 19 years old. I'm like, wait, what? It actually would have been so good too, because in one of our first conversations, Pixie says that she had a fake ID so that she could go drink. So she could have put that up as evidence. She could say, I even told him, Your Honor, that I had a fake ID. And he still, I'd be like, Puerto Rican birth certificate? What am I supposed to do? What do I say? That would have been... Kino. I shouldn't even give Joan the idea. Okay. We're not doing this all day. This is the last thing I'm responding to. You guys need to stop talking about InShot. Okay, hold on. Somebody in chat said, Bamsis, yeah, man, I'm off ABBA and Preach forever. It sucks because I discovered Destiny through them. But ABBA has proven he's got no character. Okay. I know that it's literally impossible to not have like a 100-0 take on everything. Okay. I think that ABBA and Preach are funny. I think that both of them, I think generally speaking, are like morally upstanding people. I've never heard of any of these people doing some crazy fuck terrible shit before. Okay. I was irritated that ABBA made the video because I think it was a weak fucking distance to save your own internet reputation. But I don't think he's a terrible, horrible person. My only issue, okay, and I think somebody just threw up a thread in my subreddit a little bit ago where they were like, what was the thread title? Trouble understanding what the big deal is about the ABBA lore and situation. I don't necessarily think there's like a huge issue with that situation, okay? What the issue that I have is that, do you remember when we looked at that Alberta video from Caleb Hammer or whatever? And he was reading that script. And you remember when there were like five other AI videos? I think that
reading
if you looked...
near the same script.
Yeah, I think that if you looked at that, and if you were to see 10 people come out and say a thing, and you found out that all 10 of those people were funded by the same person, I think you would look at it and you'd be like, I don't know, okay. Well, that kind of changes the way I view things, right? When everybody that comes out and says like crazy unhinged shit about me, like when you find out like, oh, one of these girls... Jessica was secretly dating for 6 months and she was like suicidally tormented the entire time. Okay. Doesn't say anything either person saying is wrong, but that's interesting. When you find out like, oh, irrelevant. He said Destiny should be in jail for being a sex offender. Oh, he's been with one of Lauren's best friends for, you know, they've been dating for however long. Okay. You know, when you find out that like, oh, ABBA just from Destiny, he's some degree, even if they didn't hook up, some degree of kind of friend, closest friend was going to consider dating, I guess. I don't know to what extent or whatever they were, you know, friends with Lauren De Laguna. Okay. You know, Legal Mindset and Nick Riccata, you know, make videos about me. Okay. Both of these guys are in heavy communications with Lauren Southern. That's all I'm saying is that, like, I think that it's annoying because it feels like there's all these independent things that are coming to this conclusion.
Lauren Southern or De Laguna?
Did I say Southern?
You did.
It was. She did it too. No, I'm just kidding. Lauren De Laguna. When all of these people are, it looks like there's like this big independent like consensus that these people are arriving. It's like, oh, this is some really fucked shit. But then when you find out that like, okay, well, hold on. So a lot of these people are in the same friend group, but nobody knows it. A lot of these people are communicating with the same people, but it's like super private. That just like, that's, that, it bothers the fuck out of me. Okay.
What's funny is how like, crazy this makes you sound.
I know.
But
yeah.
I know you're not. You're just like, it's all connected, I swear. But it is. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Connect. Yeah. It's just annoying. The only difference is for everything I say, like, I mean, I can back it up with...
You're going to back it up, yeah.
I can back it up. I got the docs. Hold on. Did ABBA ever get on? I don't want to do the whole back and forth drama thing, so we're done with the ABBA stuff. I will say, the reason why I didn't want him to come on is because... he could just come on and lie, and I have no way to actually disprove him. And then apparently there was some subreddit post where he posted a bunch of shit. And I checked it an hour ago. I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna repost it. But he didn't even like try to post good evidence. He just posted the conversation that him and Lauren had today. And I'm like, why are you? I don't care. I lied about everything. They actually didn't hook up. They didn't even date. They didn't like each other. They Lauren was drunk that night, so she was like falling over. That's why her arm was there. And then they kissed one time. They had a friendly kiss. And then they parted ways like respectable adults. And they both vanished into the night. And that's it. Okay. Be careful, my deuterinos.
You wrote to ABBA, no, I have always liked you other than when you upset me. Do you see that?
Yes.
And what were you referring to?
When he upset me?
Yes.
I think it's embarrassing. I don't know his full legal name as I answer this, but we were like talking in a romantic way. So
you have a physical relationship with ABBA?
We make out.
Did you have sex with ABBA?
No.
Okay.
No.